To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson in the house. How we doing today, Mr.
Hey,
Johnson?
What's up, boys? How we doing? Big Teddy.
We're rolling, baby.
Let's go.
How was the birthday, bye weekend, everything that went into it?
I had a great bye weekend. Went down to H-Town, or the Ball, as we call it, Tom Ball, Texas. Home of Jimmy Butler. He's from the Ball. But, yeah, I went down and saw Dad and Sylvia. My parents, they're getting up there in age, you know. God bless her. My stepmom's 90 years old. My dad, 83 years old, and they are still got that sharp sense of humor, which I always appreciate about my dad. So it was great to see him. Thank you for asking, boys. Did you guys have a good bye weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple days off, some Christmas. I was in a store, and I was thinking of you. It felt like a Ted Johnson store. My wife and daughter were taking me. First of all, half the stuff was way out my price range. I picked up a shirt that I loved, just a regular button down, and it was $148. And I was like, okay, I'm putting that back down.
Wow.
I don't know why it needs to be $149.
What was the name of that store? Bloomingdale's?
No, it was just a random, like, out in the country, standalone mom and pop shop. A lot of nice vests that I liked.
So $140 for a nice shirt is way out of your range.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Don't need it?
Nah.
Don't care for it?
Nah.
Okay. All right. You work hard, right?
I do.
You work out. You lift weights, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's you?
I feel like I'm being set up again.
If you
treat yourself.
Care, if you work hard to get yourself in shape, why wouldn't you get clothes to accentuate kind of the work you've been doing?
I will say, when you wear a good shirt, it does feel good.
Oh, you get what you pay for with clothes.
That's a nice shirt.
To Stiz's point, I'd rather buy a $50 shirt. Okay, you're buying crap.
Yeah,
it's not
probably true.
It's not going to last as long, and it won't be nearly as nice to wear out.
Yeah, you're right. So you tell me I should have bought the shirt I liked.
I'm telling you, why are you depriving yourself of a nice shirt? If you've earned it, you've worked hard for it, you got a good physique, you work hard, so why not?
Okay, maybe next time. Maybe I'll go back. Maybe they'll have a sale after the holidays. Okay. So I can get like 20% off.
There you go.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It's time for the 3-point stance.
319!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three.
Let's go!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or the Hokas were on the clearance rack, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, we often debate whether a player or a coach has it. Well, I think we now have a coach in New England, coaching the football team, that gets it. Listen to what Mike Vrabel said in his press conference yesterday.
You know, we're an entertainment business. It's a large part of what we do.
Thank you, Mike Vrabel, for understanding what the job is in the year 2025 and putting to bed the Bill Belichick era. I know Bill was great. He won a lot of games, but he also believed it was not entertainment. He believed you were only competing. It was life or death. If he had his way, he would have gotten rid of Patriots.com, Patriots Football Weekly, the social media team, the cheerleaders, everything that went into it.
Not NFL Films, though.
Not NFL Films. It is boy Ken Rogers. You're right. But everything else he would get rid of on a team level. He believed all you had to do was put a larger number on the scoreboard and everything else took care of itself. And maybe there was a time that was true. It is not true anymore. Mike Vrabel was referencing his post-game videos that are on social media. We all love them. We all watch them, right? And then he acknowledged the content team that puts them out and how important they are as a connection with the fans. Fitzy, I've told you a million times, I know they're competing for a title, but they also need to remember on a week-to-week basis, they're in the entertainment business. Mike Vrabel gets it. Oh, and by the way, while getting it, he's 11-2. So just because you acknowledge you're an entertainer doesn't mean you can't be a competitor and chase the victories. You can have both. We have both with Mike. Stop it. I was doing the Ted Johnson approach.
All right.
Where do we go from there?
Yeah, go. Sure, I guess, go. No, I left you speechless.
I'm not sure where to go with that one. I mean, the Patriots are entertaining. Great. Yeah, Mike Vrabel, very entertaining. Loves being entertaining. I also love the fact that he yesterday on the morning show, what did he say to those guys? I know you find me very entertaining.
Oh, no, he said, I am very entertaining
I am very entertaining to you guys. That's right. Yeah. Good. Good. He knows it. You know, I think people oftentimes, Andy, Ted, if you know people like this as well, I'd love to hear from you. But, like, people mistake confidence with arrogance. You know what I mean? Mike Vrabel's an extremely confident person, but that, you know, that doesn't mean he's cocky, arrogant, or off-putting by any stretch. And I think people like that know they're entertaining and can be entertaining and deliver a quality product at the same time, they're my favorite types.
Yeah, I don't think you say entertaining in the sense that, like, they're not. They're entertaining how they play the game, like how they run their offense, or the personalities they have.
And Mike Vrabel?
No, just I'm talking to Andy. Like, what your overall point about being?
Yeah, no, acknowledging that there's an entertainment value to the sports world on a weekly basis.
So, what are they doing that makes you entertained by what they're doing? They're winning, like Bill did. What's
right,
the difference?
I mean, he acknowledged he was going to have introductions to try to get the fans juiced up and involved in the game.
Yep.
He acknowledges that he loves the content team that works very hard and stretch edits it, but to get his post-game speech out there to the masses, he acknowledges that. Yeah, when he goes on the Greg Hill show and he talks to listeners, he tries to be entertaining. He knows that he's
connected. So it's more about Mike Vrabel's being entertaining us as opposed to the team that's entertaining us.
Well, yeah, no. The entertainment business, he's acknowledging, is more than just the 1-4 on Sunday. That a football team, if you're doing it right, and the NFL wants to do it right, they want to own your thoughts and your attention all week long, right? They want you watching, looking, going on social media, reading, interacting. Mm-hmm. And I think he gets that. It's why you see him do podcasts. I saw him this week. He was on, Barstool podcast. We know he did
making the rounds.
Bussing with the Boys in the past.
I don't think he's doing it because it's what the NFL wants. I think he's doing it because that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to sell his team. I think he's partly making the rounds now because he feels like he knows what his team is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to talk, you know, he's talking, his vernacular is different, right? So he's throwing out words like championship, that kind of thing. So he feels more confident about his team that he can kind of go there. Now he's going out on a press tour, partly because he knows what kind of team he has. I don't think he wants to put out some product where you're just watching and you go, wow, these guys are flashy. And I think he just went on the field. His personality, just being Mike himself, is entertaining. 1,000 times more entertaining than any coach that came here previously. And so I think that's just kind of inherently who he is. But I don't think he's doing it because, well, the NFL wants me to be entertaining, so I'm going to do it. Bill, you know, and then you compared him to Bill. Bill's the last thing Bill would ever do was something that somebody wanted.
Right.
So I don't think either of them are doing, you know, or I don't think Mike's doing it because he wants the NFL to be happy about him being entertaining. I think that's just his nature.
No, but I also think he understands the business aspect of it, and that he makes a very, you know, for example, I don't know if we're going to get into it, but Justin Herbert last night kind of blew off Laura Rutledge, the post-game interview, and he's like, I'm trying to celebrate with my teammates, and I saw he took a lot of heat, and a lot of people are like, you make $260 million a year to play quarterback, and the primetime TV partner wants to do a quick interview? That's part of your job. I think Mike Vrabel gets that. He gets paid, I don't know, remember we Googled it, Ted, I think it's $17 million is the reported salary for Mike Vrabel. I think he gets that the rising tide of economics lifts all boats, and part of that is beyond the football field and beyond just playing the game on Sunday or Monday.
I would push back on that and say I don't think it's fair to say that one approach is right or wrong. I mean, the resume of Belichick would suggest that the no frills, no BS style that he had was not the incorrect way to go about it.
Right.
At that time.
At that time with those players. And I think that's a part of this. I think this is an evolutionary thing. Social media, modern athlete, kids, you know, Stephon Diggs type player is on your team, Kayshon Boutte, Mac Hollins, like different personalities and what they've come a use accustomed to. But I also would say, do we know the Patriots wouldn't have won more if Belichick didn't relax a little bit? Do we know maybe they wouldn't have beaten the Giants a couple times if he loosened up a little bit? Like, you could, they won a lot of Super Bowls. They lost some Super Bowls that I might say, if you were looser in 07 and didn't treat it like it was such a business trip, you might have the first perfect season in the history of NFL on your resume, Bill. Lighten up.
I mean, conversely, he also has a lot of rings that could have not been rings that he won, and that wonderful players like Ted Johnson won if he was not as much of a hard ass about it.
Right.
I'm not saying I agree. It's a lot more fun to listen to Mike Vrabel talk on the radio than it is Bill. And Ted, I would imagine you would have had a lot more fun and would have enjoyed your time more with Vrabel as your coach than Bill. I'm just saying that both based solely based on the resume they have their merits for the time that they were coaching him.
I think a way to look at it is I think Mike is just more entertaining to his players.
Mm-hmm.
I think the players enjoy Mike's kind of, crap talk, the way he encourages them to kind of give it back to him.
Yep.
I heard a story recently where, you know, the meeting room, the main meeting room where he addresses the team every morning. I mean, after the day after their Giants game, before they left for the bye week, was the music was pumping. And in the room where the coach is, like, I mean, okay, maybe in the locker room, but in the actual meeting room.
Yep. Yep.
And that's so Mike is keeping it loose. He's keeping it fun. He's entertaining as a head coach to his players. I think the other stuff is just a side benefit that we get to see. And I thought he was real reserved when he first got here. He kind of just, you know, he didn't really show his full self. And he's starting to show it a little bit more. You'll never see the full Mike, is my guess, outwardly, publicly. But you'll hear stories from behind the scenes that'll give you a bigger understanding of who he really is. But I think you get glimpses of it here and there.
There was also another story that made the rounds recently that early on he entered the lunchroom and he noticed it would go hush. Like everybody that was having conversations would go hush. And he basically said something to them like, you don't have to stop talking because I walked in. I'm not Jesus or God.
What did Carlton Davis say that he got everybody relaxed when he said something? Maybe it was the lunchroom.
Okay,
well. Or the meeting room, when he walked in the meeting room and it was, you know, like when Bill walked in, everybody shut the hell up. Where Mike's like, why is everybody so quiet?
And Bill wanted you to shut the hell up.
Oh,
right?
Of course he did.
Doesn't this just speak to how even if people didn't play for Bill Belichick, if they didn't play for Belichick, everybody knows the way Belichick ran things or how Belichick conducted business when he was here. And so people sort of still remember that or abide by it. And part of what Mike Vrabel has had to do, and I think done an admirable job at, is counter-program people's mindsets. Like, it's not going to be run the same way. I am going to trust you. You can take the car out on Friday night. Just show up before 11 o'clock with the same amount of gas in the tank as Dad let you take it out with. Do that, and everything's going to be cool. Abuse the privileges. You don't get privileges anymore. It's parenting done right is really the way that Mike Vrabel has gone about things. He's trusting them to be men, which I again, from a distance, I appreciate very much. I think he's a dude about it.
So in the day, Ted, where the meeting room, they had the music on, that was right after the Giants win?
Correct.
Wow, and Drake was still in that bad of a mood. That's crazy. All right, Fitzy, your time is now. Are you ready?
I would like to talk more football.
All right, let's do that in 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, gosh, golly, gee, jeepers, don't know if you heard, but earlier today, signing on to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad, they have chosen chaos out of desperation. And you know what they say, desperate times call for absurdly biblical 10-child-having actions. Philip Rivers, age 44, who officially retired as a member of the San Diego Chargers, who now play in Los Angeles this past summer, is unretiring so that he can be on, well, sort of, actually, because he's on the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. Whether or not he is the best option to play quarterback for them or ultimately actually gets promoted to the active roster, that's sort of immaterial for the moment. I just absolutely love this. The NFL was a much more entertaining place with Philip Rivers in it. I think he probably still can be a much better quarterback than Riley Leonard, or who he's also double the age of. He's a grandfather. He's a father. He's a father of 10. Coach, nonsense, like, doesn't swear. The guy is an absolute hoot and a riot, one of the best trash talkers ever. I hope they promote him. And now all of a sudden, instead of writing off the Colts, I'm pulling an Andy/Ted. I hope they make it to the playoffs just so we get more Philip Rivers.
So you hope that. What do you think they will happen?
Disaster.
I think, you know what, Ted? I think not this week. I think next week he gets promoted, and that means he puts off his Hall of Fame membership for possible vote for 5 years, which is crazy. But I think he'll win a game or two. They have a great running back, a really good receiving core, a great rookie tight end.
Do they make the playoffs? Do they win the AFC South?
No, they do not win the AFC South, but they do bolster their chances of being a wild card. And here we were talking just a month ago about them being the number one seed in the conference, and now they're signing a 45-year-old guy who will be the oldest quarterback in the NFL by 3 years to try to save their season. It's nuts. But it's also fantastic. Just as someone who loves storylines and content, man, like the drama, the potential comedy, it's all at play.
Very intrigued. I'm going to go with intrigued. Excited is a word that could also fit in, but I'm going with intrigued on this one just because it's something to behold for NFL.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fan, so we'll see how that one goes. Again, still on the practice squad for now, but we'll see if they end up elevating him. All right, Ted Johnson, as we move our way through the three-point stance, your time is now, and are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, here is 60 seconds for your three-point stance. Go right ahead.
All right, so I'm going to talk a little college football. I love this story. I heard Andy talking about Notre Dame yesterday, and I think you basically called him out for just being chumps, and you're right. Please, Notre Dame, give me a break. But another story that's been fascinating to me is the Ole Miss story, with Lane Kiffin going to LSU, leaving his team on the lurch. They're the sixth-ranked team in college football, and they got the 12-team playoffs coming up. And he decides he's going to go, you know, make a bag of money and leave all of those kids behind. But one coach did not leave the players behind, and he drove to Baton Rouge to ask Lane Kiffin if he could coach the Ole Miss Rebels in the playoffs and then come back. And he said, sure. And that coach was Charlie Weiss Jr., the offensive coordinator. Charlie Weiss Jr. Asked if he could go back and coach the team. He has been given permission by both Ole Miss and LSU and Lane Kiffin, and he's brought three other guys with him. To which I say, you know, you remember the scene in, you guys ever see Dead Poets Society?
Long time ago. Yep.
Oh, at the end
Captain.
Hey, give it to me.
Captain, my captain.
That is my Captain, my captain, one Charlie Weiss Jr. Tip of the cap, standing ovation. Just a ton of respect for him going and coaching those kids. The school has never had a record like this. They've never been as good as they are. And now you have a guy going to help them get through the playoffs. I commend you, Captain. Oh, Captain. One Charlie Weiss Jr. Good for him.
Ted Johnson, I believe you can correct me because you were there. I believe, like father, like son, I believe 2004, Charlie Weiss in like December took the Notre Dame job, but obviously remained in place as the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. And there were stories that he was actually doing both jobs, like making recruiting phone calls at 10 o'clock at night after he finished up game planning with Tom Brady. And you guys obviously successfully won the Super Bowl, and then Charlie could go off onto his own with Notre Dame. But I wonder if that plays a role. I wonder if, you know, mentor
I'm sure he got some counsel from his dad.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, his dad told him. So good for Charlie Weiss. You raised a good boy there. I just have a lot of respect for that coach. Because it can't be easy for those coaches that have left Ole Miss to go coach at LSU to come back.
No.
When all the fans hate the head coach, Lane Kiffin, but probably even all the assistants that went with them.
Yep.
And so I commend him for going back to what can't be an easy, you know, locker room to walk back into.
Also a little weird that, or not weird, but is this the typical news? You know, like you watch the news at night and all the negative stuff is at the front and then the positive stuff is like 30 seconds at the back. I feel like the chaos that was the guys leaving got a lot of attention. I don't feel like
this flew under the radar.
Right, that's what I mean. Like the good stuff. Oh, wait, they're doing the right thing. They're coaching the Ole Miss players. I don't
feel
like
a handful of the assistants, not Lane Kiffin.
But I don't feel like it's getting any attention.
I
feel
like
they should be nice job propping this up and getting it out there and them doing the right thing by the school and by the kids.
Yeah.
617-779-7937.
Ironically, they're playing Tulane in the first round.
Yeah.
Which they beat Tulane already this year by a big margin.
How are they going to beat Tulane? Charlie Weiss Jr. will have to be on the phone with his dad for days. Dad, how am I going to beat the Green Wave? However will we score against Tulane? And by the way, when Charlie Weiss stayed with the Patriots after he had accepted the Notre Dame job, the college football landscape was how it should have been. Like, it wasn't, we got to get in on the portals. The transfer portal is open.
Yeah, there wasn't all that. No
like
doubt.
All that drama and nonsense, and like this system is so broken. Like this is exactly how it should be. Good for the coaches for doing that. I mean, an attaboy is great and all, but like this is like you signed on to do a job. Finish your job like grown men, then go on to your next one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bud.
No.
Real quick, just did you in your stance against Notre Dame? Did you tell them that they need to play in a conference championship game?
That was part of it.
Yeah, get into a conference.
See, they don't want to be in a conference when it benefits them to not be in a conference, but now that this would have benefited them to be in a conference, you can't bitch about it. You can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
They're bitching that Miami. They're mad at the ACC that the ACC promoted Miami.
Yep.
Well, if you join the conference, I bet you they'd promote you too.
Correct.
Or at least not promote your competition.
You're sitting there on your hands while every other team that's trying to get in is playing a conference championship game. And so, please. And then one more thing. On that, what was I going to say? Oh, it's they're not going to a bowl game. And does that, when you think of Notre Dame saying, you know what, we're pissed that that you didn't put us in the playoffs, so we're not going to a bowl game. Who does that hurt?
The kids?
Yeah. Do the kids matter in any of this ever anymore?
Doesn't feel like that.
Did they ever, really? But, I mean, more so now, it's just the blatant disregard for the actual kids playing the game is just kind of far back in their minds.
Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls here. 617-779-7937 as we get into a TED Talk after the break. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Fitzy, great question yesterday with the Bradbury thing with May. And, you can just tell, like, his real genuine admiration for his teammates. It really shows through. At such a young age, he's just the leader of the team, so... You went from the suck tax to a destination real quick. I got one question for Ted. Everything goes through Josh Allen, obviously. Like, if they start hitting like they did Monday night, I don't think there's anyone else on defense. My question is, like, do you spy Josh Allen in that coming up Sunday? Thanks. I'll listen.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Spying Josh Allen?
Yep, I would.
Bengals
should
have.
I don't. But it's still, there's a lot of times, I'll be honest, it's really more about just having a coordinated rush lanes.
Mm-hmm.
The mush rush is the best thing because, I'll be honest, you can put you want to put Christian Ellis on him, you want to put Spillane on him, you want to put Martu Mapu on him. if there's wide enough lane for him to get through, no spy is going to catch that thoroughbred, right? It just and be as effective. So it's more about having a kind of coordinated rush to make sure there's not big lanes for him to rush through that would really help negate his running the ball.
I've had this vision slash dream, Fitzy. We talk to Marcus Jones every Monday, and he always tells us how he thinks he's the biggest guy on the field while he's playing. I would like to see him light up Josh Allen on Sunday. I want to see Josh Allen roll out, and all of a sudden he's going to run, and Marcus is in coverage and just comes up, and they just collide. And I want Marcus Jones to put him on his bum. And he's the smaller guy, but I want him to blow him up.
You know who did 6 years ago? Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, so something similar like that.
They were in Buffalo in 2019, and Jonathan Jones, who was also a really good tackler and played much bigger than his size, absolutely popped and knocked Josh Allen out of the game back in 2019, bringing the legend of Matt Barkley in. Spoiler, Patriots won.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for some TED Talk. A couple segments here with Ted looking at the bye weekend. Second one, we'll get around the NFL. But first, he's been thinking about the Patriots doing, they call it self-scouting. We'll call it Ted Scouting. And what did he come up with? You'll find out next here on WEEI Afternoons.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.